I'm here at Cooley Field after the after his team's 7-0 defeat of Peabody, and what can only be described as a hard fought game. Is Coach Ryan Owen, Coach 2-0?
It feels good. It really feels good. We worked hard for it, and we came through, and it wasn't easy. It wasn't easy. That was a tough Peabody team.
Yeah, they played outstanding defense, and that was that one play. I mean, that play happened so quick. I think it caught their defense by surprise. That was such a quick hitter.
Yeah, it hit. And, you know, when everyone packs in the formations like we did then, and all of a sudden you get a seam, it can go. And we knew, you know, they could do that to us as well with what they were doing. We're real fortunate we were able to break it first.
But, I'm sorry.
But both teams, I think, I can't say enough about the PVD and the kids and their coaches, how hard they played. Our kids did the same. It was a great football game, in my opinion.
Yeah, we're doing the game up top, and I'm looking down, and I said to Mike, I said, Marty, this has been a great game. I said, both teams have moved the ball, and both teams have stopped each other.
Yep.
I said, there's only been, at one to that point, there were two punts in the whole game. And yet, it was up and down the field. It was nonstop action. You guys are so fast defensively, especially sideline to sideline. You really took away anything wide from the Tanners tonight.
Yeah, we got some athletes, and we had some speed, and we're a little small, and we're young, but kids played hard. I really think Taj Coakley's a scholarship football player, and you see the way he runs the ball. And it'll probably be more of the defensive side, although you see the spectacular offensive plays. Colby Holland's outstanding football player. But, you know, the guys down inside did a great job of making the plays. We try to make the plays go wide so athletes can run to it. And they were a tough physical team. And I'm really proud of the kids up, on the inside, especially Lance Ledesma had an injury, was taken out in the ambulance, and he's been a huge contributor, two-way starter for us. And, you know, our heart goes out to him. But it was a true sign of a good team. Next guys stepped up, switched a couple positions, and we were no worse for the wear. You know, we miss them, but kids stepped up.
Beginning of the game, I told Monty Smith, I said, key to the game, it's going to be one in the trenches. The guys doing the blocking, the guys taking on the blocks are going to control this game. And they did. Mm-hmm. They really did. And, again, it was just that one spring block that was the winning score.
You know what? You can't say enough. And I think it was just a great football game. Anyone who came out here, you know, this is old school. We told our kids this is old school. We got the rock music, AC/DC, and everything before. We played 1980s football here, going back and forth. And, you know, it was a great thing to see. There were a lot of great young kids out there just competing. And we got fortune and got this one tonight.
Yeah, you certainly did. Listen, Coach, congratulations on a 2-0 start. Best of luck going down the road.
All right. Thank you very much.
Okay, and we'll be talking to you on Monday night soon, too.
All right. Sounds great.
Great. That's been Ryan Nolan, head coach of the Davis Falcons, off to a 2-0 start. For MSO, I'm Tim Kearns.